Well, hello, it is noon. It's my lunch break. It's usually spent in my car, eating fast food in the park, smoking a cigarette, reading a book, watching something on Netflix, listening to you. That's generally how I spend my lunch. But today, I'm going to be spending my lunch rambling to you, because, yeah, I feel like I should explain myself. I don't know, I started this morning, but I really didn't have much time to actually get into it, did I? I was already late for work and kind of rushing. But I still haven't heard from you since this morning. I assume it's because you're just busy. And I'm being terribly impatient because my nerves are eating me raw today. Because I don't know. I think I'm still scared, but I shouldn't be. I mean, you tell me it's fine. So, the situation was that you were talking about Kenilworth and your castle there, and I thought, I wonder, because I still have the castle, the Warwick Castle. No. I saw their website, and it was very commercialized. Not that I still wouldn't go, because I absolutely would. But I was wondering what this would look like. And so I Googled it. And I was looking at it, and then there was pictures of Kenilworth and the castle, and so I'm looking at these things, and I see a picture of the school. I wonder how small this town really is. And I wonder. Well, I'm terribly curious. And like I said, I have detecting skills. Because it's fun, generally speaking. For the most part, I can find just about anything on the internet if I have the right information. It's all about how you ask it. It's about the right keywords and the right orders. And anyway, this one was surprisingly simple. I think if it had been, if I hadn't found anything with that small amount of information that I had, I probably would have just said, meh, and gone on. But it very quickly fruited to life with the All Saints School website and their description of Mr. Nicholas Rodriguez and his love of literature and poetry and geography. And geography surprised me a little bit, but the other two didn't. I thought, okay, so no beard, but beards come and go. So, alright, maybe it's the right person. So then I go back to Google and look at the other answers that it's brought up. And one of them was, I guess this weird website where you can pay money into a website and find out all kinds of information on people as long as you know their name, general age, and where they live. It's kind of scary, actually. But as a teaser, it gives you just a little bit of information. And it gave me a little bit of information. It was basically what was on the most recent census, which would just be the names and ages of the people in your household. I thought, well, that sounds shockingly familiar, based on the two young women and their general ages. So then I went to the Facebook and I typed in their name and location, and surprisingly they popped up really quick. They're obviously very close, because both of their Facebook pictures are pictures of the two of them together, which I think is probably very sweet. And I just kind of scrolled through their pictures, really hoping to see a picture of you. And then I looked at their friends, hoping to, again, find further evidence of you, and I didn't. So I left it. That was the end of the search. I didn't, well, other than, you know, Googling all of the household names, or not Googling, looking up all of the household names in Facebook. Those were the only two I found. And so then, that was it. I left it. I had done, just to do due diligence, I did do a little research into the mummery guy. And I very quickly kind of felt that that wasn't the right person, and left it alone. And then I left it all alone, because I'd achieved what I set out to achieve, just as curiosity, and I wasn't entirely sure what I'd found, and I had resolved not to say anything about it at all. I was just going to let it chalk it up to, well, that was interesting information, and move on with my life. But as you can see, that's not what happened, because I have a stupid urge to tell you things that I should just shut up about. Now, in retrospect, I shouldn't have done it at all. I shouldn't have looked it up. That was a violation of your privacy, and I'm sorry. I should have waited until you decided you wanted to share that with me, if you ever decided you wanted to share that with me. So, I know I've apologized, like, profusely, but I mean it. I'm glad that it hasn't left you feeling uncomfortable with me. I'm very grateful for that, actually, because, well, I'm rather fond of you, I guess. What is a quote I read? It was beautiful, something about seeing someone's mind, or fed on someone's mind, or something, and I can't forget how it tastes. That's kind of where I'm at. extraordinary, and your passions for things inspire me. For poetry, for life, drama. Perseverance on what you've gone through, what you continue to go through. And realize that I have flooded your Reddit messenger today. And I'm sorry. I probably would have just sat down and said all of this last night in a long message if I could have. I didn't have the privacy to do so when you responded to my message. And then this morning, I was in such a rush to get to work as it was. And so I guess it just could have been eating at me. And so recording this now does help. Makes me feel much better, feeling like I've kind of explained that I wasn't setting out to stalk you or, you know, do something crazy. Because, oh my gosh, no, I'm so not that girl. The bits that I found are going nowhere. They won't be shared with anyone else, and I certainly won't revisit those places. Those are private, and they're not my business. So, you have it. I felt the need to share my whole name this morning. Because it seems only fair that I exposed you. I also exposed myself. And that's something that I don't readily do. Because it's kind of come out negative. The few times that I have. So. I don't know if you're even decide to even look. I don't know that Googling my name is going to get you to me, but if you go to Facebook and you look up my name and where I live, it should bring me up. And then I am completely exposed. And I'm okay with that. You can decide then how you want the story to go. And I won't argue it. So. You have a wonderful evening now, because I believe it's around 5. There, because I think you're about 5 hours ahead of me. So I hope to hear from you soon, and I won't harass you anymore. I'll wait for you to respond this time. Bye, Nicholas.